This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Representative Lauren Boebert is switching congressional districts. The two-term congresswoman has announced she will not seek re-election in Colorado's 3rd congressional district, which serves the Western Slope and Southern Colorado. Instead, she'll run in Colorado's 4th congressional district for the 2024 election. That district is on the opposite side of the state and serves primarily the Eastern Plains as well as parts of the Denver Metro. GOP Congressman Ken Buck is currently serving in the 4th Congressional District. He announced he would not seek re-election in November. Some view the move as a safer Republican seat after Boebert narrowly won re-election last year. The city of Denver recovered a record $2 million for victims of wage theft in 2023. That's almost double the roughly $1.1 million recovered last year. The spike in cases is in part thanks to a new city bill passed a year ago that strengthens protections for workers. But labor advocates now want to give the auditor's office subpoena power to expand investigations of wage theft. They hope to bring the bill in the first few months of 2024. The state is planning a number of bus rapid transit routes to speed up service in places like Denver and Boulder. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports on how that's shaping city streets.
The Colfax Avenue rapid bus line is not set to open until 2026, but changes are already taking place. City Council recently rezoned nearly 7,000 properties to promote pedestrian infrastructure. Future development near planned bus stations will have to cater to pedestrians.